This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I am Ken, and I'm filling in for Kevin, who's taking a very well-deserved couple days off. And I'm joined by my former tag team partner in the morning, Melissa Miller. How are you doing this morning?
Just fine. How are you?
Doing fine. Haven't seen you for quite a little while.
Yeah, kind of in passing, but that's about it.
That's about right. So everything going okay?
Everything's going great. Gearing up for, we got National FFA Convention coming up.
That's right. That is next week, isn't it?
Yeah, next week for that, and then next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, Clinton Prairie has their, FFA has their fall festival, so.
That's the 22nd through the 26th, right over the FFA convention?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
That's why I thought those were the dates. I couldn't, have looked at it for a while, so.
Yep.
Your WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana for today, sunny skies with a high of 57, tonight clear, maybe a little on the frosty side with a low of 33, tomorrow partly sunny, a little bit warmer with a high of 60. Friday night for the last night of regular season high school football, partly cloudy skies and a low of 40. And then on Saturday, sunny skies with a high of 66. We're currently sitting at 37 degrees. A little chilly out there.
It is. Yeah, I had to break out the, I actually broke out a sweater this morning because it was so cold.
Yeah, I'm still keeping my normal stuff on. So
I spent yesterday transferring from summer to fall and winter in the wardrobe. So.
See, I just wear the same stuff year round, so I don't worry about transferring. I just the only thing I may transfer is get the coats out instead of because the sweaters if I start wearing them and all that stuff are close enough to the other stuff, I don't have to worry about some things. Mm-hmm. So, we got a caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Ken and Melissa.
Hey, Michael, how you doing, Michael?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Good to hear from Melissa again. I haven't heard from her for quite a while.
Yes, she's been on a hiatus for a while.
Yeah.
Now, are you still on the radio, Melissa?
Yep, I'm on at 9. I went back to my evening.
I kind of
missed it, yeah. So
what time do you start?
I am on at 6 till midnight.
6 till midnight.
Yeah, I'm the night owl. I'm no more getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
She's the night owl, and I'm still the early owl, so.
Yeah.
You certainly don't get up at 3:30 anymore, do you?
No, I don't have to do that. I've been sleeping in about till. Gosh, I had to get up early this morning. I had to get up till 5:30 this morning. That feels so good. I don't mind telling you that.
That job is almost like a vacation to you, isn't it?
Yeah, in a way, it is.
Now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a question. I missed In the Huddle again last Saturday. That's five weeks in a row I've missed.
Shame on you.
I know it, but hopefully next this week I'll be there.
Okay.
Can you give me the records of the three county schools?
Prairie is 5-3, Central's 2-6, and Frankfort is 0-8.
0-8. And how about Purdue?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'd have to go look it up, and I don't know off the top of my head. I want to say 3-4, but don't hold me to that.
Yeah, I can't remember what theirs is.
I don't know if that's not.
May not be
right. I'll know when I get back here with the show on Saturday.
Yeah.
And IU.
They've got a little stronger record than Purdue.
I think I want to say 5-1.
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. They're actually pretty tough this year.
Well,
are they playing pansies or what?
Well, they have been playing a little bit that way, but they will start playing some people here. We'll see how good they are. I mean. Their one loss is to Ohio State, and Ohio State handled them pretty good. So
yeah, but Ohio State's pretty much handing that to just about everybody
true.
That plays. So,
that's true. So we'll see.
The conference has not started, has it?
For the Big Ten, yes, it has.
Yeah, it has.
Oh,
yeah.
It has?
Yeah. Yeah. This will be at least week number three or four.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, about three.
Yeah, at least three, maybe four.
Wow. I have missed a lot since I'm not here and in the huddle.
Yes, you are.
Don't feel bad. You're not the only one.
How about Illinois? Do you have their?
Let's see. They have, let's see.
Hey, I feel bad. I have not
They won their first three, and I don't think they've done anything since then. So they're about 3-3, 3-4 right in that area.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they started out good. They must have played some pansies.
They did. They did. They didn't play anybody but it was that good.
Like I said, I haven't even had a chance to even watch football, and that's usually football is the one thing that you don't bother me when football's on.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had time. I have not watched a Notre Dame game yet, and that really that upsets me because I love watching Notre Dame football.
She may be the only one in here that likes to watch Notre Dame football.
I went to Purdue. My brothers went to IU. Two of them went to ISU, and I am still a Notre Dame fan and always have been. So,
mm-hmm. Well, do you have any idea what they are? Have they been doing any good this
year? They've lost one. They're 5-1, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
yeah, they're not
good.
Doing bad. They're not doing bad.
They used to be big time powerhouses.
Yeah. Well, they still are. They're ranked in the top 10. I think they're ranked. I think they're ranked 9th. I think this week.
They're consistent.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, they're consistent.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, we're going to have a little basketball segment in there this weekend, so I'm just I'll tell you that ahead of time.
Yeah,
so I'm
that's my game.
Okay.
Yeah. I like basketball, too.
We're going to be discussing some basketball this weekend.
I like
I'll still have to call you to get the record.
That's right.
Because I get my total information from you.
Well, the thing is with high school stuff, next week starts football playoffs, which will...
Right.
Yeah,
this is the last week of regular scheduled games.
And you've already said where the teams are going to be playing.
Right. Uh-huh.
Think any of them will come out of it?
Prairie's got a shot. They've got a shot, but maybe the other would be the only one.
I think that's about the only one in what, a 3-county area
that's
got a shot?
Yeah, well.
Unless we go down into Boone County.
If you want to go to West Lafayette, West Lafayette is still really good. And then,
That's true. They are kicking some tail.
So,
now, where is it that Prairie and Central play?
They're in the same sectional. The Prairie's got Frontier to start with, and Central's got Central Catholic on the road.
Where does that take place?
Well, they'll take place next week, and Prairie's got their game at home. Central Catholic Central's at Central Catholic, so.
Yeah, so.
Okay. And where's Central? Are they playing at home?
No,
Central plays at Lafayette Catholic.
That'll be a tough one.
And then Frankfort's at Roncalli, and that'll unfortunately probably be the end of their season.
Yeah.
Well, now, obviously, since Frankfort's 0-8, Crawfordsville must have beat them last week. Huh?
No, Crawford's there. They're playing this week.
Yeah,
this week.
Yeah, that's this Friday night. Uh-huh. We're actually going to cover that one on the. No, I guess not.
No.
That schedules have changed since I left, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, we've got Eastern at Prairie this weekend.
Eastern at Prairie this week.
That's who we're doing this weekend.
That should be an interesting game.
Yeah.
That will
be.
How is Taylor doing?
They're doing horrible. They won one game all year.
They've won one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tri-Central's.
Well, that's better than his first year at Tri-Central. They'd win any over there.
Yeah, Tri-Central's not doing good either.
They've won
two. He's not there anymore either.
One of the wins they've got's against Taylor.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Tipton's not doing too bad.
Tipton?
Yeah, they're kind of half and half,
about, I think.
They're about 50%.
Yeah, they're about 4-4, I think, is what they are.
Somewhere around in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will make every intent to listen to you this week.
Now, remember, it gets rebroadcast at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights.
I know that, and when I got home last Sunday, it was right about that time, but I was dead tired from doing all the driving I did that day. And
by the
time I got the car unloaded, I never thought about that at all.
Yeah.
See, we can't get enough of Ken on Saturday, so we got to have him on Sunday, too.
Yeah, we miss you guys in the morning. You guys were good.
Well, thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and is Kevin just off today? Or?
Yeah, he's
he took a couple of days
off.
The kids are on fall break this week, so they were going to try and do something with the kids.
I got you. Alrighty. Well, okay, you guys take care of yourselves. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Michael.
Later.
Take care.
Thank
all right,
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If anybody's got any questions or comments, 659-333-8 1-800-447-4463. What are you laughing about?
Oh, I just remember when we used to say that, and then we get off air, and we think, thank God nobody called. Anyway.
True. Very true. Very, very true. We do have some things coming up here on the local scene. You already talked about your stuff with Prairie that's coming up.
Yeah.
Also, we've got the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree coming up on the 26th, and Teresa Adams will be here tomorrow. I should take that back. Yeah, she will be here tomorrow. I got my days mixed up because I had something for Monday I had to switch as well. So she'll be in here tomorrow to talk about the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree. It's on October the 26th from 3 to 8 p.m. There's a parade that starts at 3. We're going to be out at the fairgrounds. We've got lots and lots of people involved in this. Goodwin's going to be doing a pumpkin giveaway. Learning Network's going to have popcorn, and they're going to have faces for pumpkins. See, there's going to be cotton candy. There's going to be s'mores. Two burning houses, haunted house area, a lot of trunk or treat, a whole bunch of stuff going on at the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree coming up on the 26th. Trying to read Kevin's writing. And,
yeah, there's quite a bit.
Yeah, there is quite a bit.
It just keeps growing.
Right, it does.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to be out there on a remote, too, I think from 4 to 6, I think, Saturday.
Right, I think at the fairgrounds, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah. We'll be out there for that. So, that's coming up. Also, coming up on the first weekend in December, it's the Whoville Christmas Parade downtown. It'll start at 3 p.m. On Saturday. Of course, we'll be televising. I don't know. Cindy and I will be out there somewhere.
Want to take bets on how many Grinches show up?
I could think of about 3 or 4 around the top of my head.
Oh, I was just thinking, since it's Whoville is the theme this year.
You know, we've been trying.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. We were trying to figure out, you know, okay, how's the best way to dress up the dog?
Mm.
Problem is, if we put antlers on his head, we're going to be accused of being cruel to the deer. Cruel to the deer, and also cruel to the dog.
Dog, yeah.
So we really can't do that.
But that's the ultimate dog costume.
Yeah, that's true.
Because of the little wiener dog from the movie.
That's right.
And the book.
That's right.
So,
but anyway, if you want to enter in the parade, you can win possibly $200 for first, $100 for second, and $50 for third. I'm trying to see here real quick when the entry deadline might be. I think they take them right up to. Late entries will be accepted the day of the parade. Will be added to the end of the parade. So, but however, they will not qualify for prize money, though.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But also, just remember, this is a safety event. Nothing is to be thrown. Candy and handouts may be passed out along the parade route, but violations of this rule removal of the unit from the parade.
Yeah.
And so all those kind of things. But that's just some of the things that are coming up.
Yeah.
The Whoville Christmas. The three units will be judged on parade theme, originality, and detail. So that's coming up on Saturday, December the 7th at 3 o'clock, downtown Frankfort, the annual Christmas parade here in Frankfort. We've got another caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I have a silly question for you.
There's nothing silly, Larry.
Is there any reason to vote this year?
For what? Which candidate?
For any election, you mean? Do we have anything this fall?
The city election. Is there any Democrat running against anybody?
Yes. I think his name is David Diggs. I think it's David, maybe Daniel, but I think it's David. He's going to run against the two at-large two at-large positions for the city. Megan Sheets and Eric Woods made it through for the Republican side of things in the primary, and he's going to be running against him for those two spots going out of the council here in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Is that all the Democrats is running?
That's the only race, period, outside of people vying for the Colfax board. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an off year. There's just not that much there.
We need to get some more Democrats.
Well, people got to want. They got to have the desire to do the office.
Yeah, this is true.
So
this is true.
Yeah.
Our buddy is looking kind of sad yesterday, wasn't he?
Which buddy?
The president.
Oh, that one, yeah. Yeah, I would say that's, and I've got something in here.
Judging by some of the video I saw, he kind of had a meltdown yesterday, but there again, doesn't he have one just about every day anyway?
Well, if it isn't that way, it's not. Go ahead.
He was rambling. To me, he was kind of rambling in that press conference.
Well, I didn't get a chance to hear any of that yesterday, and I haven't really a chance to see anything. I just know
saw part of it, and I finally just turned it off. But
it was sad.
It is. I mean, I don't know. There's no words anymore to describe our situation in Washington.
You know, the majority of Americans surveyed in the new Gallup poll, or 52%, say they want President Trump impeached or removed from office as House Democrats pursue an impeachment inquiry against him.
So. That's sad.
It is.
I don't. You know, it really doesn't matter if you're pro Trump, anti Trump. It doesn't matter.
No.
The problem is that we're starting to get into a lot of problems that are going to start to be or starting to mount, and we're not getting any help from Washington right now.
No.
I don't remember who was the emperor in Rome when Rome fell, but I can remember that
Nero.
Nero.
It was almost a Nero moment yesterday.
Well,
and it's so sad. I hate to think that this is the start of the fall of the United States, but he has done almost unrepairable damage to our foreign relations.
Well, and honestly, we can't just, as much as we'd like to, we can't just point the finger at him. Yes, he did.
Oh, no.
He made mistakes, but we've got three branches of government sitting out there that are doing nothing. And that's supposed to be our checks and balances, and there's no checks and balances going on at all.
But here's something to think about too, Larry. Look at the world in general. With a couple notable exceptions, every major country
is struggling.
Is not only struggling, they're being ruled by some crazy people.
Yep.
Oh, this is true.
If you look at it across the world, you take away a couple of notable exceptions, we got a lot of crazies running the world right now.
Well, not necessarily crazies, but look at some of the of our allies that are struggling there in their own government bodies.
9/11 is just now beginning to really show its true colors of what really happened across the world it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that is so sad. And I'm afraid the United States is going to go down the tubes like the Roman Empire.
Well, I don't know if we'll get that far. We're going to get in a world of hurt, though, if we don't start resurrecting something soon here, though.
Yeah.
Well, this is true. And what got me yesterday was he keeps blaming the Democrats for nothing getting passed in Congress. And they're Moscow Mitch is sitting on everything.
Well. You know, I look at it this way, you know, certain presidents choose to align themselves with certain people. That's fine. They can do whatever the heck they want. But you have to be careful as to who you align yourself with and what their ultimate ulterior motive is, which leads everybody to think that certain things may be happening and in reality they may be not. But the perception is there, and you can't deny that.
Exactly. And I heard somebody on the news, I think it was Tuesday, said they wanted to know what Putin had on Trump to make him act the way he is.
I would imagine you wanted to just probably look at some of the properties that Donald's got in Russia and just kind of go from there.
I agree. And I hate to think we're that bad. But we'll let you guys go. And maybe somebody's a little more cheerful than me. I seem to be awful morose lately.
Well, that's all right.
Bye.
We don't mind. Take care, Larry. 659-333-8 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Weather's still being an issue, and even though it's getting cooler here, and there's going to be a And now that I look back at it, it's not going to be a polar winter. It's going to be a polar coaster winter.
I think so.
And I looked at the place I look at on WLFI, and that's exactly what he said. You know, I looked at it yesterday.
Yeah, even the Farmer's Almanac is calling for it's going to be a roller coaster ride all the way through.
But the interesting thing is there are two things starting to happen. Number one, a strong system known as the bomb cyclone is going to lash the eastern seaboard from the mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts as high as 60 miles an hour expected. The National Weather Service picks up to 3 inches of rain could pose some flash flooding risk. The storm could travel, would affect several flights in and out of the New England, and those have already been canceled. So
right.
Don't know how much that's going to affect game four of the playoff series too.
Right, and the other side of it too is they're saying depending on how fast what we're getting now, the big temperature drop, how fast that moves that direction,
right.
This rain that they're talking about may turn to ice and snow. for the northern states.
You know, you hate to say it, but if you remember the movie The Day After Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
it's so scary how close we're getting to that.
You remember the nor'easters that we saw mm-hmm. last, you know, that yep. hit early last year.
That's right.
Inches and inches of ice on the coast.
Right.
So.
And there's also a storm forming in the Gulf of Mexico that could threaten the Gulf Coast of the U.S. As the National Hurricane Center says, there's a 60% chance the system could form into a tropical cyclone over the next few days. The storm is expected to move closer to the Gulf Coast. And even if it doesn't turn into a tropical cyclone, the Hurricane Center says the Gulf Coast could expect gusty winds, rough surf, and rain later this week and weekend. So cheer for that thought.
Yeah. And the hurricane... I don't know how I want to say it. The mapping
uh-huh.
has gotten larger.
Yes, it has.
It has gotten a lot larger. They had one of these a tropical storm form down, and they're actually keeping an eye on it. They hope it's going to stay out in the ocean, but it's down towards the bottom part of Africa.
I know.
What the heck? They never have them down there.
Yeah.
And there's one down there. We had one earlier this year that was up in the most northern regions.
Well, you know, the thing of it is climate change is doing, we can say whatever we want to say. The bottom
yeah.
line is that climate change being blamed for about two-thirds of the world's birds being gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can say whatever they want to say. It's happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, whether you believe it or not.
Right.
The evidence is there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's your reaction to Chelsea Clinton saying she's not going to run for Congress?
I'm not surprised.
Okay. I really can't.
They keep asking her and they keep asking
yeah.
her, but honestly, I'm really not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised either.
No, she's an activist to an extent. She's a conservative activist,
mm-hmm.
but she's got a lot of philanthropical things that she's doing out there that are more important.
That's right.
To her and on
so
her plate.
But she is not going to run for Congress next year in New York. So. That's
yeah.
it, of course.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. She's got kids. She's got itty bitties.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. yeah.
That's not something she
okay.
wants to bring them into.
If you were wanting to stay at an Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
would you want to stay at a Jim Beam distillery?
No desire.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
As Jim Beam is giving visitors a chance to book a one-night stay at the house on the distillery grounds, the Airbnb opens on October the 21st through the end of the year. The house accommodates 6 people and costs just $23 a night. Hey, the cost is right.
Oh, yeah.
This covers lodging, a guided tour of the distillery, and a barbecue dinner, and a Jim Beam bourbon tasting. That might be kind of fun just for the last two things.
I think it would be cool to go see.
Yeah, it probably would be.
And yeah, I probably would do it. I'm not interested in the bourbon tasting. I don't care that much for bourbon. Wouldn't do that, but it would be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of fun to go. I've actually been there, so I can't say much.
Yeah, I don't think
I've already been there. It is cool to go through and see. I have not been there, so I can... I will tell you that if you breathe the air long enough,
you won't even have to drink anything.
No.
Okay.
No, and my advice is do not take small children because I know what the effects were on my grandson. It was not pretty.
Here is something I never thought I'd see, and I'd almost like to go see this. Guess what musical's coming to Broadway?
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would almost like, I'd almost like to see this, but then again, I don't know, since Robin Williams is no longer with us, I don't know if it could be done as good. But anyway, Mrs. Doubtfire is headed to Broadway. A new musical based on the classic 90s movie will open at the Stephen Sondheim Theater next spring. Mrs. Doubtfire is about an out-of-work actor who loses custody of the kids in a divorce, disguises himself as a nanny to stay in their lives. The musical opens on April the 5th.
Yeah, I would be all about that.
I think I'd like to go see it. I would like to.
Yeah, I'm like you. I don't know. Although I've seen so many actors on Broadway actually be able to step into roles that you didn't think were... roles that were iconic
mm-hmm.
that you didn't think they would be able to.
Right.
And they have. So, you know, the reviews have raved on some of these.
I mean, I'll give you a prime example. Matthew Broderick, who was I can't remember the show. He was on there on Broadway forever and ever and ever. I can't think what the show is. But he did the Manhattan Project, which is one thing I never thought I'd see him do.
Right.
And then the other one was they just had
a lot of people didn't think he could be a serious actor.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's great.
Yeah, he really is.
He really is great. So, starting out at Ferris Bueller, everybody thought there was no way that he would go on any farther than that. But
I couldn't think of Ferris Bueller's day off. My mind is, it's out there this morning.
Well, Leo DiCaprio was on Growing Pains. He was on a TV sitcom. So, and everybody
to
thought
me, Leo DiCaprio still can't act. I'm sorry.
It depends on it. I know he likes Scorsese. And that's who he wants to work with all the time. But I'm sorry, Scorsese's movies are not all that great.
I think
it's a choice of what the projects that he does.
There's a couple serious things as far as health is concerned. There's new evidence that corticosteroid injections used to treat knee and hip pain may be more dangerous than previously thought. A special report published in the medical journal Radiology says these injections can accelerate osteoarthritis and lead to joint collapse. I should read these before I start trying to pronounce these big words. Researchers at Boston University School of Medicine did the study and found the injections could actually speed up the need for knees and hip replacements. They say patients should be warned. Also, pregnant women under stress are more likely to deliver girls. A new study shows that pregnant women under stress are more likely to give birth to female babies. Dr. Catherine Monk, an OBGYN at New York Presbyterian Columbia Medical Center, says their study showed the women who are mentally tense but had two boys for every three girls and were more likely to give birth prematurely and labor longer. Dr. Monk says other researchers have found that the cataclysmic events, such as September 11th attacks and President Kennedy's assassination, also spawned a decrease in male births. Other studies show that 30% of pregnant women reported stress linked to depression, anxiety, or job pressure.
Okay, so...
Okay.
There's only one thing wrong with this whole thing, is that it's the male that determines the sex of the baby. So,
last time I checked.
That is a proven fact, and that's been a proven fact for many centuries. So,
last time I checked, that's what happened. So,
I'm thinking the stress doesn't affect her. It affects him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
and I've got to mention this. It's too bad we can't really see this picture. I don't know if I hold it up. I don't know if you can really see this back there or not. This picture of a new a breakfast creation on a toasted bagel. It's called the Bagelrito.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, it just kind of looks like, it looks like an earthworm. Seriously, that's what it looks like to me. With all the stuff in the middle of it here, it's really a weird-looking concoction.
Uh-huh.
But as of right now, it's going to be only available in 5 stores. The sandwich features eggs, turkey sausage, bacon, cheese, hash browns, chilies, and salsa, all baked inside of a bagel.
Yeah.
Extra layer of carbs, too. And the whole thing is wrapped in a tortilla, then baked with bagel dough. It's only going to be out in the Colorado area, though.
Yeah. It actually doesn't look bad, to be honest.
Yeah, it doesn't look that bad, but I'm just saying this picture does not do justice in my mind.
No, I think a colored picture would probably do better, you know. But honestly, it really doesn't look bad.
And it actually does. It sounds good. I mean, everything I've read in there.
Well, and when people think of bagel, they think of the round, you know,
hard
as a brick. You can bounce it off the wall.
That's right.
You know.
The test markets are going to be out in Colorado. The 5 Einstein Brothers locations serving the Bagelrito are in Westminster, 2 stores in Lakewood, Denver, and Littleton.
So I honestly think it'll probably go, and we'll see it
around here. We're supposed to see it.
Isn't there an Einstein's in Indianapolis?
I don't know where any Einstein's.
I think there is one down in Indy. And I think Chicago as well. So, yeah, we're not going to see it close, but it's still, I don't know. I think it looks good.
Yeah.
I would definitely eat that.
I've tried.
I think I'd like it better with bacon, though, instead of sausage, but that's just me.
I'm
a bacon person.
Yeah, okay.
Or ham. So.
Okay, really real quick here. I just wanted your thoughts on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees that are out there.
There's a couple of them on there that I think are past due.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be honest, I was really, really surprised that Todd Rundgren hadn't already been in there, and Dave Matthews Band.
Right.
Same way with Pat Benatar and the Doobie Brothers.
I'm a little surprised Whitney isn't in there either.
Well, I am, but I'm not. This is actually her first nomination.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I do understand that, you know, this is post... you know, she's not with us any longer and hasn't been for a while. Same way with Notorious Big. He passed away just this last year, maybe 2 years.
I can't remember what it was for him.
That's it's his first nomination as well.
Okay.
I think it's too early for like Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden. Some of the bands, I think it's just a little too early. Probably Judas Priest, maybe a little too early for them yet too. But Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, right. Doobie Brothers, Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
I was surprised that she wasn't already in there.
Right.
But it's Rufus. They're doing the band.
Yeah, Rufus.
Now, I can't remember if she's already in there as an individual. I would have to go back and look and
see. I don't know.
Because, you know, Stevie Nicks is in there both ways.
Right.
So she's in there with Fleetwood Mac and also as an individual artist. So
okay.
It'll be interesting. This is just the class. This is just the nominations. So it'll be interesting to see what the final induction will be.
Okay.
And that doesn't happen until May.
Okay. Melissa, thanks much. Greatly appreciated. We will see you again tomorrow.
Yep. I'll be here.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with Clinton County Daily News.com. We'll be right back.